With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The Robertson Draw fire burning south of Red Lodge saw significant growth yesterday and is now estimated at about 21,000 acres. 450 homes are reported under evacuation order that stretches south of Highway 308 from Red Lodge to Highway 72 and west of Highway 72 to the Wyoming border, excluding the towns of Bear Creek and Belfry. Fire Information Officer Billy Chapman this afternoon said he can't confirm any losses or damages. Watching from Red Lodge, Chapman said the fire burned extremely actively yesterday, driven by very windy, changing conditions, and embers igniting new spot fires.
It was pretty scary. Mount Maurice is very visible from downtown, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the pictures, but it was a really intense fire, you know, really high flames, absolutely torching the trees. It was intense for a few minutes.
Extreme fire behavior yesterday made fighting the fire safely on the ground nearly impossible. Chapman says air resources were grounded for a few hours yesterday due to high winds, preventing retardant and water drops. Today, cooler temperatures, higher relative humidity, and significantly less wind have helped crews make progress placing dozer lines and securing the fire's edge.
It's pushing itself back onto where it already burns. I'm looking at Mount Maurice right now, and it's definitely more typical fire behavior. It's just slowly burning back up the mountain. And, last night it was making a big run down the mountain, which is unusual. So this is good to see.
A Type 2 incident management team was in brief this morning to assume command of the Robertson Draw fire as additional resources arrive, including air tankers, hand crews, and engines. Fire managers will hold a public meeting tonight at 7 at the Red Lodge High School gym. The meeting will also be live-streamed on the Custer-Gallatin National Forest's Facebook page. I'm Aiden Morton. You're listening to MTPR.